is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Melissa.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones and to the fun, to Mike in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I have a story that I wanted to share out of our county newspaper up here in McHenry County, Illinois.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a 67-year-old woman who apparently has tuberculosis, and she's been refusing treatment for it since June because of a fear that it could cause complications with some other diseases that she has, and it doesn't say what diseases those are. But apparently, yesterday, the McHenry County judge ordered her to stay in her home to take the necessary medication, and if she does not comply with that over the next 2 weeks, then the McHenry County State's Attorney is going to request a quarantine, and if she continued to battle the nurses with this, they're going to jail her for now disobeying a court order for it.
Oh, what? You got to be kidding me.
Okay, so wait. She's being forced to stay in her home for 2 weeks. And what was she supposed to do in that two-week period?
Take the medication.
Take the necessary medication to treat the tuberculosis that apparently she has.
I see. Well, tuberculosis is, according to Wikipedia, an infectious disease which most commonly affects the lungs, can also affect the central nervous system. It's one of the deadliest and most common major infectious diseases today. In 2004, the prevalence of TB was 14.6 million people. I guess that's worldwide. 14.6 million people with an incidence. That means the number of new cases. 8.9 million people and of 8.9 million people and mortality of 1.7 million people, mostly in developing countries. So essentially, they're concerned that this woman's going to get out and infect people. She's contagious.
Right. And that's why they mentioned the quarantine. So if she refuses treatment, then she's facing jail time, is what you're stating. Is that correct?
Yes. According to the article here, it says that she could be then jailed for disobeying the court order.
But wait a minute. Wouldn't that put everyone in the jail at risk?
No, in jail, they have ways of dealing with TB.
That's one of the first things I thought about. My main point for bringing this up was kind of in light of that, you know, the kid in Virginia who they wanted him to, for his cancer treatment, take the
chemotherapy.
But I guess, my concentration of this article is more of, and I don't think we need to be on a path to have the government ordering treatments for people. I mean, I understand.
Well, now what if she gets out of her house and starts infecting people?
What do we do about that? I mean, I'm at a
loss. An interesting case. I don't think we've ever confronted this before. Do you have any ideas?
I was thinking about that. I can't come up with any quick free market solutions for that. However, I know I don't think we want to be on a path to having the government ordering things for fear of, you know, throwing people in jail.
No, I certainly don't want to be on. I certainly don't want to be on that path. See if we. I mean, just right now, see if we can think of a solution that, you know, doesn't involve government force. I suppose if it's known that the woman has TB, she could be socially ostracized to the point where, look, lady, you come on my property and I'm going to shoot you because you're threatening my life, right? By being in my vicinity, isn't that essentially a threat of force?
Well, right? But wait a minute. What if she moves to a different area and the people there don't know that she has tuberculosis and she starts visiting, you know, restaurants in different areas and then the whole town becomes infected? I mean, we have to think about our safety here, Ian. Come on.
I got to say, if I was the judge, I think I might make her take the TB barrage.
It's really sad. It's sad that it gets to this point, but
that she doesn't want to take it.
She's refusing treatment for an infectious disease that can easily be spread.
It would be even sadder if it killed her, if the regiment killed her.
True.
As the article states, too, I mean, the reason she says she's not taking it is because she has some other diseases that she has that perhaps the medication takes for that might complicate things and kill her anyway, so... that's just what the article
Well, maybe
states,
if she's if she spoke to a specialist who knew about the medication and the treatments, I mean, that would be the first concern. If I were the 67-year-old woman, I'd be in touch with my doctors wondering, you know, if I get this treatment, how is it going to affect me as far as the other medications that I'm taking? Is there going to be, you know, any side effects of it? But it sounds to me like she just wants to refuse treatment altogether, regardless of whether it's going to interfere with that or not.
No, it sounds like she's unsure. She doesn't really, maybe she's just worried. Maybe she's old and just worried.
But that's what you talk to doctors about. That's what they're
there
for.
Maybe she has talked to a doctor, and maybe he's told her that, well, if you take this treatment, you might die. But then again, she's going to die from the TB, right? I mean, it's a
right.
deadly disease.
Not necessarily. You know, maybe one out of 10, one out of 7, one out of 15 cases are deadly at TB.
But she could possibly infect
others. But she might kill other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not good.
As a matter of fact,
and
the
then she'd go to jail.
If she goes around with, you know,
exactly.
cough it up TB funk,
yeah.
she's going to kill somebody.
Yeah. That's it's a sad situation.
Mike, I appreciate
hard.
You bringing that to the table. Did you have any other thoughts?
No, that's all for
thanks,
today. Thanks,
man.
Guys.
Appreciate the issue. 1-800-259-9231. I really want to hear from you if you've got a solution to this, a solution that doesn't necessarily involve the government. Because the way I see it, she's someone who is potentially, I mean, she's contagious. She mm-hmm. is essentially, she's by going out into public, she's putting other people at risk. I mean, that's almost... It's tantamount to randomly pointing a weapon at people and just sort of firing off random shots, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially a threat of force against the people that she's around.
I'd have to say it's just like that, and I don't like what happened to this woman.
Yeah,
but it might. So far, this is the best I can come up with.
Well, now to be fair, to address what Melissa said about her moving somewhere else, if she wanted to move somewhere else right now. She could get away with moving somewhere else, right? I mean,
right.
if she wanted
she
to just pick up and go elsewhere, they might not necessarily be able to find her.
They might not be able to find her, but at this point, there's a court order, and that's the best that they can get.
Well, there's a court order, but does that mean there's going to be a cop sitting out in front of her house 24 hours a day?
It does not mean that.
It's not going to stop her from getting in the old hoopty and driving two states over and moving into some friend's house or moving into, you know, some rental apartment.
But in the case of ostracism and, you know, I don't know, a... whatever it is that you were suggesting, you know, basically ostracism, there's, you know, she's, with ostracism, she's motivated to move. Whereas with the court order, she's motivated not to move.
Yeah.
If she moves, she violates the court order, and then she's in bigger trouble once they find her.
I'd really like to hear from somebody that could think out a really good free market solution on this one, because it's got me. This one's got me.
That's a
tough one. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So I said that we've got we've got one man's opinion as to how to fix America. This whole security situation, he says it's not enough.
Uh-oh.
He says we haven't gone far enough. We
that.
Need to go further. His name is Robert Baer. It's reported in the New York Daily News. He says the charging of 11 British citizens for plotting to blow up airliners over the Atlantic should be warning enough that the conflict in the Middle East is coming our way again. And we can't count on uncovering the next try. There's a bottomless pool of young European Muslims filled with rage. We must adapt faster than they do. When it comes to aviation security, we need to learn from a country that hasn't had a hijacking since 1968.
Qantas?
Israel. The reason isn't a secret. The Israelis know who boards their planes before they board them. A couple of years ago, I was flying from Tel Aviv to Beirut. Because there are no direct flights, I had to buy a one-way ticket to Amman, Jordan, and then in Amman, a ticket to Beirut. That was enough to throw up a red flag. Security pulled me aside. They asked me where I'd stayed, called the hotel to make sure I was telling the truth. But what really surprised me was when I figured out the airport's computers interfaced with Israeli police computers. Instantly, the young woman behind the monitor pulled up my file. All previous travel to Israel, ex-CIA, my books, everything. In Israel, the security web doesn't end at the airport. Everyone carries some form of government-issued ID, and authorities ask for it repeatedly. There's no such thing as falling off the grid. So, this is a man who has been through Israeli security, and instead of being terrified, he was awestruck by it.
Well, he's a former government bureaucrat.
That's right. And he has fallen in love with this idea of authorities asking for your identification repeatedly outside of the airports. We'll give you his suggestions for cracking down on security in America here in a bit. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up virtually anything. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. In fact, we've got a bulletin board system there with over 125,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting. There's serious issues being discussed, as well as fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that is bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you like thinking outside the box politically, there's a podcast you should know about. Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's popular with a lot of FTL listeners because it's a smart current events program that tries to be politically independent. They also like to focus on solutions rather than just the problems. Give it a try. You can download the MP3 file or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Now, Dan Carlin, he is a smart guy. You know how I can tell?
How's that?
He advertises with Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. But we're continuing this story from the New York Daily News. The guy who wrote it, his name is Robert Baer. He's a former CIA operative who served in Iraq and Lebanon. And he's talking about how he took a trip to Tel Aviv and Beirut. And apparently while he was in Israel, he noticed that their security state is so awesome. And they've got all these computers and tied in, and there's authorities checking identification everywhere, even outside of the airports. And this whole article just sort of has this sort of attitude of, oh, if we could only have it here in the United States, we'd just all be so safe, because that's where he's going with this. He wants to explain why what we're doing in the United States isn't enough and why we should be doing more of it. So he continues. Now, after telling us his story about when he was in Israel and how wonderful he thought their security system was, he says that in Israel, the security web doesn't end at the airport. Everyone carries some form of government-issued ID, and authorities ask for it repeatedly. There's no such thing as falling off the grid. The United States, on the other hand, has no clue who's in this country, let alone who's boarding our airplanes. 12 million undocumented aliens are proof enough of that. Travel agents in the Middle East can hook you up with smugglers to get you across the Mexican border and into the U.S., download an ID off the internet, and you can fly almost anywhere you want to. Of course, had they wanted to get into the U.S., the indicted British citizens wouldn't have even needed to go through the trouble of sneaking across a border. With a British passport, you can get on a plane to the U.S. without a visa. Which makes you wonder, had these men tried to launch their attacks from the U.S., would the FBI, which in many cases still works from paper files, have caught them? I know it will make Americans' skin crawl to think about instituting the kind of security grid and pervasive profiling the Israelis use, but we have no choice. We must make compromises. At minimum, he says, we should. And, by the way, he only gives us his at minimum. He does not give us his what I'd really like to see.
Right.
This is his at minimum. Remember, he says we must make compromises because we have no choice. Number one, demand that every foreigner apply for a visa before he boards a U.S.-bound plane, giving the State Department, CIA, and FBI a chance to trace him. Two, give the FBI computers that interface seamlessly with Homeland Security's department and the CIA computers, airline reservation systems, and the police. It's so easy. Two sentences. I mean, that's one sentence.
Didn't the FBI just give up on their computer upgrade?
Yes, their $170 million computer upgrade that had been in process for a few years had transitioned through several different IT directors. People coming in saying, sure, I'll take on that job. Whoa, I'm out of here. And,
sorry.
Yeah. They scrapped it. They spent a bunch of the money.
And then scrapped
the project, threw it off the table. And this guy thinks that he could just write a sentence. Give the FBI computers that interface seamlessly with Homeland Security. But it's that easy. Just write a sentence. There you go. They've got computers. Sorry, it doesn't work that way, pal. Look, maybe the Israelis managed to put it together. I don't know how they managed that. Maybe it took them decades. I'm not sure how they pulled that off.
It makes you wonder how they did it. But
well, they have a smaller country.
That is good true.
It's a little easier, and basically everybody there has been a bureaucrat at one point or another. They've all been in the Army. So, they don't have the same sort of thing about freedom that we do here in this country.
Not as difficult
to
test.
I'm not interested in this.
So actually having the FBI get these computers and seamlessly interface them with the Department of Homeland Security, CIA, and airline reservation systems, and the police. He includes them all.
Right, because you need to know their complete police background.
Link them all up. He doesn't even have any concept of the difficulty level of what it is that he's suggesting, regardless of whether or not you're for it or against it. And we're obviously against it here, at least on Free Talk Live, as far as I know.
I'm completely against this, but we all know that this is much easier said than done.
Yeah, good luck. It's going to take you a good decade to get something like that even close to being accomplished. And, of course, by the time that decade's up, technology will have vastly morphed and changed into something totally new, and your new tech system that would have been new tech a decade ago is ancient technology at that point.
It's true.
But,
you know, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine what the what the solution is under our current system. I think that really that the airlines should be in charge of their own security.
Totally. Competition's the way to go. But there's a third suggestion, yes.
Okay.
And it is, document everyone in this country, whether guest workers or Americans. That means a new, serious national identity card. Not a playful,
here we go again.
Not a playful national identity card like Real ID is. The national identity card that last year, and I think it was June, the Senate and the House, they overwhelmingly passed and pushed through, and it's supposed to be in effect by 2008. That's just a joke card.
You want the real thing.
We need to get serious. And he says, before you start screaming fascism, remember, Israel is still a democracy with a free press. Unless we ensure that people cannot fall off the grid so easily in America, there will be another attack. And after it, we will risk popular outrage that will endanger all of our rights.
You know, he wants this system of his hooked up to the police. Now,
yes.
One thing I think that makes America kind of a cool place is that you can make a mistake and you can still make something of your life.
What do you mean?
Well, like, for instance, you can have some kind of legal problem and I don't...
In one place.
In one place, okay. Or in the same place. Like, you know, it wouldn't matter to me if a guy got convicted of murder, let's say,
right.
Went to prison for a period of time, came back. I don't care where he decides to go live in the United States, whether it is from Tampa and then came back to live in Tampa. And that if this guy has, you know, they interface, he magically writes the sentence and it all happens.
Poof, poof.
Okay? Now, this guy tries to visit his relatives in California.
The murderer.
The murderer.
Right.
Got right.
Or the one
convicted
that's
murderer
served
now,
time.
Now served time and out.
Got it.
And he's paid his debt to society completely. What is it going to be like for him traveling on that plane?
Probably
not too easy.
It's going to be very difficult. He's a convicted murderer.
I would think that he's going to send up some kind of red flag.
Well, his life already sucks. I mean, he's a convicted felon, whether it's murder or just some other felony. Convicted felons aren't, they just really don't have the same rights as the rest of us.
They don't. He can't own a firearm,
right.
So
no.
He's at the mercy of a burglar who happens to come into in his house. He also has to work and pay taxes on a system that he can't vote in.
Yep.
At least in Florida, that's true. Many states, it's not. But in Florida, convicted murderers don't vote. Ever.
So his life just gets more hellish.
And I'm not saying that it's not a living hell, but it could be. It would make it difficult. I would think that. And then what if they decide to put him on the no-fly list because he's a convicted murderer? Have you ever seen what it's like trying to get off the no-fly list?
Ooh, it's bad.
I don't think it happens.
Is it even possible is the question.
It's nearly impossible.
You have to have some big strings to pull in order to make that happen. And I mean a string to the top. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you take control of the airwaves. And bring up, well, whenever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site. Totally free, including live streams. There's the broadband version of the show and dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So according to one former CIA operative, he says that we need more security in America. He says we have no choice. We must make compromises. We must institute a security grid. Those are his words. Security grid and pervasive profiling right here in America. But he says, don't worry. He says, before you start screaming fascism, remember, Israel's still a democracy with a free press. So why are you getting so upset? Huh?
What's the big deal?
What's the deal with you people? You know what? I'm changing my mind. We really should have a security state, and we need to crack down on all these darn freedoms in this country.
As though security is not bad enough
what
at
have
the
I
airports
been thinking?
Right now. I mean, I don't know why he thinks that this is going to be better. Obviously, he says...
No, he's not just talking about airports. He wants it nationwide.
Yeah, he wants it
everywhere.
Everywhere.
The title of the article, which I hadn't read, is To Stop Terror, Track Everyone in the United States. This guy would love to have a big old map that he could pull up and just watch all the little people go around from place to place on the map. And he could want to zoom in and see who they are and get statistics and information on them, and he just wants it all at his fingertips.
Yep.
It's
what if
sad.
We could have them color-coded for the rest of the time? Ian would be a little pinkish-palish dot.
Oh,
I'd have a slightly olive tint to mine.
I can't see this happening.
So sad. This is what they want. You know what? The conspiracy crowd was absolutely right about this.
Yes, I mean, they certainly were.
For, you know, 10 years ago, they were the ones that were talking about how the security grid's going in and blah, blah, blah. And they're right. That's what they want. They want total security all the time in the United States. This man, this article, it's him just telling us about his wet dream. I mean, he's talking about how he's so excited by the prospect of catching all these terrorists if we just could implement this perfect security grid, tie in all the police departments together, have national identification cards for everybody. And it would still be a somewhat free country, he says. You'd have a free press.
You know, I'm sorry to say,
this is really bad. A free press, who cares? It's not even free press. It's the media is not even reporting accurate information today. What is he referring to?
You know, the fact is, and you can make this example over and over again, there are drugs in prisons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, drugs in prisons.
Right.
Think about the implications of that. You can bring, somehow or another, people are motivated enough, and I would say terrorists, pretty motivated
sure.
people. They can figure out how to get drugs into prisons.
Yep.
Well, do we want that kind of security? Will it stop terrorism? The answer is no, no.
All it's going to do is inconvenience all of us. It's going to slow down our lives. It's going to make it more difficult to get business done. If this guy has a security grid all over America, we're talking about checkpoints.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
We're talking, I mean, remember, this article, he says, at a minimum, we should. And then he gives us 1, 2, and 3 things that he wants to do. He doesn't talk about his fantasy.
Right.
He doesn't talk about what he thinks is the right thing for America, how far he wants to go. But he does gush about the Israeli system. He does gush about how authorities ask for identification repeatedly outside of airports in Israel. He gushes about it. He wants that for America. And he thinks that that's the only solution. And it's absolutely despicable. What's more frightening is that there are people that are going to read this and say, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, the time has come. It's, you know,
that's right.
This liberty thing, it lasted for 200 years, over 200 years, and the world changed on September 11th. The world changed.
That's it.
Everything's different.
Can't have freedom anymore.
Yep.
Must have national ID.
So because some guys managed to hijack some airlines and kill thousands of Americans, flush the freedom for everyone else down the drain. The terrorists have won. If this guy gets what he wants, the further we go down towards the security state, down this very frightening totalitarian road, the closer we get to a true win for the terrorists. It could be argued they've already won by inconveniencing us at airports, but now we're talking about a national inconvenience everywhere.
Well, if the terrorists do hate us for our freedoms, well, they've managed to win because some of our freedoms have been diminished
yes.
because of their activities.
Some, and they haven't had it, apparently not enough yet. According
to the
authorities
in America. I don't
believe that's
the reason they hate us. I believe they hate us for our foreign policy, and we Americans are bearing the onus of it. We American citizens.
But it's ironic.
Right.
It's ironic that George Bush and his crew gets up there and says, this is the reason why they hate us, and then they proceed to abolish more freedoms. I mean, it is just incredible.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Are you somebody that agrees with former CIA agent Bear in this case? Are you somebody that thinks that he's right, that we need to have a security grid, that we need to have massive identification checkpoints around the country? And what a fantasy. You know, we talked about how his second suggestion, that is, tying in all the police departments, the FBI, the Homeland Security, tying all their computer systems in together. We talked about how difficult that would be to implement, but we really didn't touch on his third suggestion, and that is document everyone in this country, whether guest workers or Americans. This means a new, serious national identity card. Well, okay, let's look at actually implementing that suggestion. I mean, he says document everyone, including the Amish people living out in the middle of nowhere, including everybody in your city, everybody in your neighborhood. And I understand that most people do follow the rules, and most people will go and get themselves a driver's license when it's time to renew, or they'll go through the process, mm-hmm. in which case you could then enter them into the national security database and get their information and issue them a national identification card. Sure, it's going to be easy for the law-abiding citizens. It's going to be easy to get the law-abiding people into the national ID system. But what about people like me, people that don't want to participate in the national ID system and will do almost anything that it takes to stay out of it? What about people like me? What about people who are dangerous What about the people that aren't just motivated based on principle? Because that's my motivation. I just think it's wrong, and I don't want to participate. What about the ones that specifically know they shouldn't get into the National ID database and are going to do everything it takes to stay out of it, including stay under the radar, not show up?
The terrorists. Now, I would think, just a guess, I would think that as a that you would be able to counterfeit one of these national ID cards.
You'd think.
Now, most of the time, you need a, in all likelihood, they're going to be our driver's licenses that would be then uploaded into the National
right.
Security Database. So I know that you can, I know people do manage to get fake IDs. I don't know all the ways they do it. Some they borrow from people, and others they counterfeit, right? Those are the options.
Sure.
So if you can counterfeit them, most of the time that I use my ID, I use it with normal people,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know. They can't run it through the. You know, if a cop could have a scanner, I suppose.
But even if they had a scanner, that could be work. There could be a workaround. The terrorists. I'm sure there's a few hacker terrorists, right? Maybe they could hack into the system and just enter some identifications into the system. Create a false ID, enter all the necessary information into the system, so where if you did get it scanned, it'd show up as legitimate.
I don't know if it's quite that easy, but okay.
I didn't say it'd be easy. It's possible, though. If there is a system, it's possible to crack it, and it's possible to manipulate it.
I think it probably would be easier to go without a driver's license.
But if you go without, then you risk, then you're a scofflaw. And then,
right.
in this National ID America, if you're just a normal person like we are, who don't want to participate in the system, we're going to be labeled suspected terrorists simply because of the fact that we don't want to participate in the system.
Right.
Well, what's it going to get to? I mean, is it... think about it. In the future, does that mean that at some point that since these actual ID cards could possibly be counterfeited, is it possible that they're going to make us start implanting microchips within
Seems
us?
Seems like in the next step.
Well, we sort of looked at, basically the Homeland Security Director has the ability to just add any criteria he wants to the Real ID ID. And
they could make that a requirement next week.
Yeah,
he can just do it at any point.
With the stroke of a pen, do it. It doesn't need to go through Congress. It doesn't need to go through the president. Nothing. National, the security director for Homeland Security.
As this continues to get worse, it's gonna come down to us versus them. Those of us who believe in liberty and freedom versus those of them who believe in security in the state. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD.
There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that everything on the site is totally free. Now, we do ask that you support the program by shopping with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. That's right. The Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, with over 30 different categories of products. I mean, if you've been online for less than a month, you've probably been to Amazon's website and bought something. I mean, they're that prolific. They sell everything from books to DVDs to office supplies to camping equipment. I mean, it's all there.
They even sell groceries now.
Yep, the new Amazon grocery store, which is pretty cool. In fact, I think every single item in their grocery store actually qualifies for free Super Saver shipping, which is the deal that they have where if you order over $25, I think, over $25 of products, free shipping, which is just great. So here's what you need to do. If you're going to do online shopping, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. And then anything that you purchase at that point, we'll get a percentage of. That's simple. Once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Well, here's a quick one from Arlington, Virginia, the Telegraph, actually. But it's being reported on in the United Kingdom, but it's happening in America. Sam Shipkowitz viewed his home as his castle. A place.
Most people? Yeah.
A place where he could pile his possessions from floor to ceiling and answer to no one. Unfortunately, his local hoarding task force saw things a little bit differently.
There's a hoarding task force.
Oh, Jesus.
The latest victim of what he brands America's neatness police, Mr. Shipkowitz, a patent lawyer, returned home one evening to find that the locks on his apartment door had been changed. A bright yellow sign stated, "Unfit for human habitation."
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Now, wait a minute. Is this an apartment he was renting, or is this an apartment he owned? Did it state?
Can you own an apartment? Isn't that a condo when you own?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, typically.
Different places, they call him different things.
I don't know. While his, maybe we'll find out. While his friends consider him a likable eccentric with a penchant for accumulating junk, to the task force, one of a growing number in America, Mr. Shipkowitz was a danger to himself and his neighbors. In Arlington, just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C., the local task force has investigated 34 hoarding cases in the past year, almost all of them after tip-offs from members of the public. Captain,
of course, how else did they find out?
Yeah, how else? Captain Tom Pallera, an assistant fire marshal, a member of the task force, says that reports of hoarding soared after a case in nearby Fairfax County in which an 82-year-old woman was found to have 488 cats.
Oh, my God.
222 of those 488 were dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Good idea to keep the dead cats in the house.
In January, Marie Rose, 62, was found dead in Washington State after her husband reported her missing. She had suffocated under piles of clothes, apparently while looking for the telephone.
Oh, my goodness. She's... I'm sorry, that's too funny.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
She
suffocated... I know it's a sad story, but... She suffocated
they
under a pile of... They just collapsed on her. Boom, like a big wall. Jesus. Well, what is it with these people and hoarding like this? I mean, is this like...
It's a disease.
A disease? Yeah.
Some sort of a mental disorder.
It must be.
But Captain Polaris says, there's a difference between a property which is messy and one that can't be used for the purpose for which it was built. We're talking about a room in which you would not be able to find the television or couch. It becomes a collateral problem for adjacent neighbors.
Who cares about the television and couch? So what?
Right. I mean, you know, it's
Who
my
cares?
Television, it's my couch, it's my room.
If I can't find it, oh well.
It's my giant stack of newspapers from floor to ceiling.
And
all
if I
want to
die underneath it, that's fine.
But see, okay, I might understand where this could be a fire safety hazard for them getting out
so
of
what?
The building.
It's my fire.
Well, now again,
well,
if it is
now,
an apartment,
wait a minute.
Now wait. Now if it is an apartment building, then I can absolutely.
Then
understand.
The apartment building should have a
rules
on,
sure.
You know, hoarding and
tidiness,
newspaper
yes.
and stuff.
Well, at first, Mr. Shipkovitz, the guy we first talked about, was allowed back for 5 hours a week to tidy things up. But then the landlord evicted him. Okay, so it wasn't owned.
Okay.
And his belongings were loaded into three vans and taken to a storage facility. The man who describes himself as the king of mess, he wears it on his sleeve, is now fighting the courts for the right to be a hoarder. He says, and remember, he is a patent lawyer. He says it may have looked disorganized, but it was logical with things in the with things of the same type together. Now it's a nightmare. It's a total soup. The stuff I had in the kitchen is mixed with the stuff I had in the bedroom.
He can't find anything.
It just shows the craziness of these goons. They came storming in without a warrant, like a SWAT team. For a month. Now we're laughing, but this really not funny.
No, that's
scary, man.
That is scary.
To have a SWAT team kick in your door because you've hoarded too much stuff. For a month afterwards, Shipkovitz found himself sleeping on a sofa in a friend's basement. Things haven't improved much since then. He says, quote, I have a client who owns a couple of houses. I wouldn't call it abandoned, but I am staying in one of his junk piles that he's going to rip down. Court documents state there was only a 15-inch wide path through the two-bedroom flat, which he shared with a friend and, can you imagine, living in this?
No.
Which was heaving...
Not in paying for it, that's
his,
for sure.
His friend was living there, I can't believe it.
It was heaving with rubbish, debris, paper, boxes, and bags, and all manner of containers. I remember that one story we did on hoarding a few months back was about a lady who had a box full of rat droppings that she just couldn't separate herself from.
She
just,
ridiculous.
Because a lot of the hoarders, their excuse is, well, I might need that someday.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to need the rat droppings for what?
Right. And no, there's no reason whatsoever. It's just, it's a metric.
For fertilizer.
Let's see.
I told you that this happened to me one time. I told you that I used to, between radio gigs, I drove a taxi for like a month. And one of my fares, I believe you call them?
Yeah.
One of my fares was a woman who got some kind of subsidy from the government to take taxi mm-hmm. rides once a week to the grocery store. And it was my job to take her there. One day, and she asked me to come in, and then she asked me to, like, move some stuff around, and she just had piles and piles of newspaper and junk mail and paper everywhere. And apparently she was some advertising executive in New York City, so she said, you know, back in whenever, the turn of the century or something, mm-hmm. and now she was just a woman who collected
stuff.
Paper, and it was,
wow.
you know, some of it was moldy, and it was
wow.
she had no counter space.
What a meaningful life.
Yeah, it was a little crazy.
Shipkovitz disputed many of the details. He said the bumper, the seat, and the steering wheel of a Mustang car that were in the sitting room were not his, he said, and neither were the boxes in the bath. Quote,
had boxes in the bathtub?
I have a large amount of engineering and law books.
Now, I used to keep my kitty litter in the bathtub because that was it's a good place to keep it.
You have another bathtub.
I have a shower.
Right.
And I don't use the bath. I mean, bathtubs are dangerous things. They're the most dangerous place in the house. I mean, why would you go on this curved, slippery surface and then cover it in water? No.
They can't be the safest, though, if your bathroom, like if you're going through a hurricane or a tornado and your bathroom's in the center of the house.
Good point.
Yeah,
good
but
point.
How many bathrooms have you had that are in the center of the house?
My bathrooms are in the center of my apartment.
I don't think I've ever
condo.
Had one. They all have
you're talking about there's
windows.
One wall on the... Yeah.
Yeah. No, none of mine have windows. In Florida, you have to either have an exhaust fan or a window.
Just get in the center of the house.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, he goes on here. He says, I have a large amount of engineering and law books, and there were a lot of client files in the kitchen. I guess I had lots of electrical items. Thousands, I guess. I am a techie freak. He conceded that power tools were stashed in the cupboards. I used to run a construction company, he explained, but there was nothing unsafe. During the previous fire inspection, the fire marshal said some of my boxes that were side by side should be stacked so there was a 28-inch wide path, which was done. His case has been thrown out by a United States District Court, and he has lodged an appeal. Henry St. John Fitzgerald, lawyer and friend of Mr. Shipkovitz, who's helping him with his case, said, Sam's a smart guy. He has a Ph.D. in electrical engineering and a law degree. He's odd and a hoarder. It's an aberration to have that much junk for absolutely no reason. But whose business is it? Well, I would say it is the apartment complex's business in this case. Though if it was his own house, I'd say leave the guy alone. Let him live in his filth. A psychology behavior professor at the Smith College of Massachusetts, who specializes in obsessive-compulsive disorder, says that up to 1.4 million Americans suffer from an irrational desire to hoard. He says hoarders tend to concentrate on non-essential details and have difficulty making any kind of decision. They tend to organize things visually and spatially. The problem is that it's too taxing on their memory because you can't remember everything you own and where it's located. You just know you have it, right?
Yeah,
somewhere.
Well,
that's not true. I know people who hoard all the time, and especially in the real estate business that I was in. And I'll tell you right now, we had people whose offices were a disaster, a mess, just paperwork everywhere, all over their desk. But if you ask that person where a specific piece of information was, they knew exactly where it was, buried under three or four stacks of papers, and went straight to it.
Is that how? Is that the other side of the mental disorder? I mean, is that how it manifests itself to where they're so messy, but yet they've managed to compartmentalize everything and remember where everything is?
I don't know how they did
that's
it.
That's almost hard to believe.
It's like a hoarding savant.
I don't know how they did it, but we had several agents that were like that, and they could go straight to something.
I have a lot
exactly
of tools, and they're kept in a lot of different places. I have like a utility room. Mm-hmm. I have a shed.
I can't remember where I keep everything.
I lose tools constantly.
I lose stuff in my house all the time.
Five tape measures, and I can't find any of them when I need them. I must have six industrial knives. Never can put my hand on one.
I consider myself well organized, but I can't remember where I put everything. That's the problem. There's a system. I just don't know how to work it.
I think I've lost every screwdriver I own.
More
yeah,
on
me
the way.
Too.
Hour three's coming up. This is your show. You bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.